بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today inshallah we'll have the revision for the Arabic class from page number 1 from the book. Inshallah then after the revision we will revise what we recite from the Quran also. Then inshallah we will learn some more inshallah. So now we'll start with the one way connector. Okay, from the early beginning, one way connectors. Okay, you have it. Okay, I will read it, and while I am reading it, okay, I want you also to look, okay, so that you remember how to write it, how to pronounce it. Okay, yes, this one. Okay, can you see? I can give you this one, and I can look at this. Closer to me. That's okay. Okay. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The one-way connectors are 6 letters, okay? And these one-way connectors, okay, they are 6 letters, and they are all connected, okay? And they are all connected from the right side or the left side. Now I am asking you, from the right side, okay? The connection is only from the right side, okay? And we have these 6 letters, okay? They are 2 families, okay? We have the letter Alif, okay, this is the Alif, it is like the stick, okay, and we have the letter Waw, okay, it is the circle with the curve, okay, then we have Dal and Zal, this is 2 sisters, and we have the Re and the Zin, okay, we can divide them in a different way, that is to say, we can have Alif and Dal and Zal, okay, and we have Re and Zin and Waw. What is the difference? These 3 are above the line. Alif, Dal, Zal are above the line. Reh, Waw, Zin, okay, they are having part below the line. Okay, so this is, what is this, all of us together? Alif, A. Alif, A.
Alif, A.
Dal, Dah.
Dal,
Dah.
Dal,
Dah. Dal, Dah. Reh,
Ra.
Zin, Zha. Waw, Wah. Okay, so these are 6 letters which are called one-way connectors. They can be only connected from the right side. Okay, there is no connections on the left side. And if you get the vocabulary, okay, we will get the vocabulary which is page 7. We will read the vocabulary together. Page 7, the first word of the vocabulary is dar. All of us together.
Dar.
So now I will analyze with you the letter so that deh, dal, fatha, da, fatha. I want you to say after me. Da, fatha.
Da, fatha.
A, hamza.
Hamza.
Ra, sorry, a, sukun.
A, sukun.
Ra, sukun. So it is dar. The second dar is house. The second one is zad.
Zad.
I want you to re-pronounce the Arabic again. Zad.
Zad.
Okay, it is the zin fatha. The fatha. Alif sukun. Dah sukun. Then the next, and this is provision, that provision. The next is zar. The fatha. Alif. Ra sukun. Okay, visited. Next is the fatha.
Fatha.
Next is word.
Word.
Wa fatha.
Wa fatha.
Ra sukun.
Ra sukun.
Da sukun.
Da sukun.
The next is wadda.
Wadda.
Wa fatha.
Wa fatha.
Da fatha.
Da fatha.
The next is aw.
Aw.
A fatha.
Fatha.
Wa da, sukun.
Wa sukun.
The next is wa.
Wa.
Wa fatha.
Wa fatha.
Raddada.
Raddada.
Ra fatha.
Ra fatha.
Da fatha.
Da fatha.
Da fatha.
Da
fatha. The next is wad.
Wad.
Wa fatha.
Wa fatha.
A.
A.
Dah. So I will read it from 1 to 10, okay, and you read after me one by one. Dar,
Zed,
Zar,
Ze,
Ward,
Wada,
Au,
Wah,
Radada,
Wad.
Okay, we will move now to the vowels. Okay, there are short vowels and long vowels. Okay, and we agreed that for the short vowels they are the fatha and the dhamma and the kasra and the sukun. Okay, and we agreed that the fatha is equal to the letter. This is the fatha. It is equal to the letter A. Okay, so if I write the letter ra and I put a fatha, okay, it will be ra, as if there is an A here. Okay, so it is, and this is the letter ra is equal to ra, so it is ra. Okay, this is the fatha. If we will say about the dhamma is equal to the letter U, so it will be ru. And if we write the kasra, it will be ri. Okay, the letter E. And the sukun, as if there is nothing, so it is just ra. So how many short vowels we have? We have 4 short vowels. Okay, fatha, letter A, dhamma, letter U, kasra, letter E, and the sukun, which is having, you are not mentioning anything. Then we will move to the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, bih, tih, and jih. Okay? Bih, tih, seh. Okay? Now, bih, tih, and seh, they are one family. Okay? This is the ba. Okay? It is a straight line. Okay? On the line. Okay? And it has two sides. It is like a dish with a straight base. Okay? If you have a dish or a plate with a straight base, this is the letter ba, and then we have the ta from 2, and we have the tha from 3. So when I tell you, sister, do you remember the letter ta? You tell to yourself ta, this is the ta, which is equal to 2. So yes, yes, this is the plate which has 2 dots. When I tell you, do you remember the letter tha? You tell me yes, because tha, which is th, it is so th will be 3. This means that the plate which has the 3 dots. Okay? And we have also the letter ba. So now this is the second family. Ba, ta, tha. I want you to say ba, ta, tha. Okay, now we will read the vocabulary which is related to this family together. Okay? This Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim vocabulary, it will be up,
rub,
dub,
sawab,
assasa,
sabata,
bard, tabbat, please put this shadda. Shadda above the letter ba, because it will be tabbat. Shadda below the fatha. Shadda below the fatha above the letter ba. You have the letter ba, put a shadda above the ba. Tabbat. Okay, tabbat. The next is ra taba. Okay, the next is thawb. Thawr.
Badr.
Again, up.
Rub.
Dub.
Thawab.
Assasa.
Thabata.
Bard.
Tabbat.
Rattaba.
Thawr.
Badr. Okay. We will move to the letter Ya. Okay? The letter Ya, which is lesson 4. Okay, the letter Ya, as we agreed that it is, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it has many shapes. Okay, the letter Ya can have different shapes according to its place. Then I have... Okay, this is, I have some water. Okay. The letter Ya has different shapes according to its place in the word. So if you have the letter Ya at the beginning, it will be having 2 dots below it. Okay, this is at the beginning. Okay, and if it is in at the middle, it will be like this with two dots. Okay, for example, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I will give you here. Bayt. This is the letter Ya in the middle. Okay, this is the letter Ya, which is having two dots below it. But if I have the letter Ya at the end, for example, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, this is Abi. Okay, Abi. This is A, B, E. This is the Ya. Okay, Abi. At the end, it will be, you know, having a curve. Okay, and this is the letter Ya. So the letter Ya, the most important for the letter Ya is two facts. Number one, it has different shapes according to its position in the word. Okay? And number two is that if you have the letter Ya at the end and there is an alif above it, this means that you will pronounce it like an alif. Okay? So if I write, for example, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, yes, if I write for you this alif, ba, ya, like this, this is abi, okay? But if I put for you an alif here above the ya, it will be aba, okay? You see how I will tell you the meaning in Arabic. Abi is my father. Aba is refused. You see, it has a totally different meaning. Okay, how I know the difference? I know the difference, I always look at the ya at the end, especially in the Quran. Okay, this you will always notice in the Quran, that the ya sometimes, it doesn't have anything, so it is a ya. But if it has this alif, this stick like this, an alif, I will remove it and I will read it. Okay, aba. Okay, this is what is important, very important for the how to pronounce the letter ya, especially in relation to the Quran. We will move to the long vowels, okay, and the long vowels, okay, are Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We have three long vowels, the alif and the waw and the ya. How I know that alif and waw and ya, sometimes they are long vowels, sometimes they are letters, I can differentiate, okay, between them. I will show you how to differentiate. Now, if I have, I will give you the word now to know the difference between both of them. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you have the alif, okay? If you have the alif preceded by a fatha, okay, this means that the alif is a long vowel. Okay? If you have the waw preceded by a dhamma, this means that it is a long vowel. If you have the ya preceded by a kasra, this means that it is a long vowel. Okay, and what is the meaning of the long vowel? The meaning is that this alif is a long vowel. It means that since it is, I am trying to give you rules which is simple. Okay, when I see the fatha, I tell to myself this is 1a. Okay, an alif after 1a will be 2a. When I see the dhamma, I say this is a u. Wow, after the u, it means 2u. When I see the kasra, it means an e. Yeah, after the e, it means 2e. So the alif is 2a, preceded by a fatha, the most important. The waw is 2u, preceded by a u, and the ya is 2e, so long as there is a kasra before it. Okay? So when I want to pronounce the alif or the waw or the ya, it is a must that you check the short vowel before it. If the short vowel is the same, okay, like the alif, because the fatha is like the alif, the dhamma is like the waw, the kasra is like the ya, similar. Okay, this means that they are long vowels and I have to extend, okay, when I will read them. Inshallah, this is the long vowel, so we will move after the long vowel. Let us, the next page, we will read the next page together so that again you remember. Dal with a fatha, it will be da, okay, and the next is da, double. Do, all of us together, do. Di,
di.
The,
the.
Zu,
zu.
Zi,
zi.
Ra,
ra.
Ru,
ru.
Ri,
ri.
The,
the.
Zu,
zu.
Zi,
zi.
Wa.
Wa.
Wu.
Wu.
We.
We.
Ye.
Ye.
You.
You.
Yi.
Yi.
Be.
Be.
Bu.
Bu.
Bi.
Bi.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. So now we will move to the next family, which is the Jim, Ha, and Kha. Okay, I want you to say Jim, because when you read in the Quran, it has to be Jim. You know, the Egyptian, they say Jim. Okay, but it is wrong. You have to say Jim. Maybe I taught you Jim like the Egyptian. No, but so long as we are learning the Quran, it has to be Jim. Okay, so now we will learn the third family. And the third family is Jim, Ha, and Kha. How to pronounce them, okay, and how to remember, okay, the three of them, why they are one family, because they have the same shape. Okay, you have a big curve, okay, and you have a straight line. Straight line connected to a big curve. Okay? What is this one? The straight line connected to a big curve with no dots. This is the letter Ha. Okay? So this is the letter Ha. Okay? Very good. Now, what is the next? The next one is the one whom I will put the dot inside. What is this? This is the Ja. Ja. Okay? Ja. Ja. If I will put the dot above, it will be Ha. So now I have Ha, all of us together.
Ha.
Ha.
Ja.
Kha. Okay. Now suppose I want to write this family at the beginning, okay, or in the middle, whatever a letter which has a big curve, when you will write it like also the Ayn and the Ghin, okay? Whatever a letter has a big curve, when you write it at the beginning or in the middle, you have to remove the curve. Why? Because you need to connect. Okay, so long as I want to connect, so I will take the curve and I will make it a straight line. So when I want to write the Ha at the beginning, I will remove the curve and I will make it straight. So the Ha will be like this. Okay, when I will write the Ha in the middle, it will be like this. The same, okay? Either at the beginning or in the middle, when I will write any letter which has a big curve below the line, I have to remove the curve and I will replace it with a straight line. This is the Ha at the beginning, this is the Jim at the beginning or the middle, and this is the Kha at the beginning and the middle. Okay? So this is Ha, all of us together. Jim. J and Kha. Okay, so now the Jim, Ha, and Kha. Okay, we will read the vocabulary now. Okay, the first word of the vocabulary is Akh. Again, Akh. Okay, again,
Akh.
The next, I want you to pronounce the Arabic again, because for 1 month there was no Arabic. Okay, the next is Ahad.
Ahad.
Ahad. As you say, قل هو الله أحد. Okay, Ahad. Next is Bahr.
Bahr.
When you feel that it is difficult to pronounce, pronounce one letter by one. Don't, okay? So it is Ba.
Bahr.
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 Okay. The next is Har. Why I have to consider the alif as a long vowel? Because it have a fatha be preceding it, before it, so it is har. Okay, the next is hoot. I want you to feel hoot. The next is ajr.
Ajr.
When you pronounce Arabic, have a big mouth, okay? Ajr.
Ajr.
Next is Kharaja.
Kharaja.
The next is Akhaza.
Akhaza.
The next is Rajs.
Rajs.
This is a word from the Quran. Rajs.
Rajs.
So it is difficult for you to say Rajs. Rajs. Divided. No problem. Okay? Rajs. But the most important is to pronounce every letter correctly. Even if you cannot connect much, no problem. Because otherwise, you will change the meaning. This is the problem for the Quran. You know? So you have to pronounce every letter correctly with the short vowel above it. Rajs. The next is Jad.
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 The next is Jar.
Again,
the alif is a long vowel. Okay? The next is khair.
Khair.
Now I will ask you a question. Do you think that the ya is a long vowel in the word khair or not? The ya is a long vowel or not in the word khair? The question, it is
no.
Why?
Because it's a bash.
Yes, because there is a fatha before it. Okay, the fatha. The kha had a fatha. If the kha had a fatha. If the kha had a fatha, this means that the ya is not a long vowel, because to be a long vowel, it must be preceded by a ya. This is number one. Number two, also I want you to observe how I pronounce the word khair. The ya is not extended. I didn't say khi. When I extend the letter, this means that it is a long vowel. When I say the word har, you see how the alif is very big? Okay? When I say hoot, this means that I am extending the letter. But when I just say khair, the yah is only equal to one, not equal to three, as I say jar. I will give you a word now, which the ya is a long vowel, so that you can feel the difference. Okay? When you say, for example, kareem. Okay? I want you to know the difference between the word kareem. This is ka, this is the kaf. Ra, the ra has a kasra. Then I have the ya. Okay? So this is ka. Reem. This is the ya now is a long vowel. Why? Because it is preceded by a kasra. How also I pronounce it, the ya? I say kari. You see how I extended the ya? But when I say the word khair, khair, the ya is only khair. Yer. It is very, okay, short letter. But when I say Kareem, in most of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, you will notice that the ya will be preceded by a kasra, because this is the names of Allah. You would say Al-Haleem, Al-Aleem, Al-Kareem, Al-Rahim, okay, because this is more strong. Okay, and it means that, you know, it is not just the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is very special character. Okay, a lot of. Okay, this is related to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, we will move to the next, which is Ruh.
Ruh.
The next, yes, here we will have the next word. You don't have this one? Harir. Okay, Harir. Balqis, can you please close the door because of the recording? And if you can tell them to do. Okay, the next is Harir. So the ya in Harir is long vowel or not? It is a long vowel. Why? Because it is preceded by a kasra. And how I pronounce it? I said Harir. The ya is extended. Harir. The next is Taht. Taht is below. When you tell me, Sister Mona, where is your bag? I tell you taht. Okay, below. Okay, below. Taht. Okay, next. Again, we have a word where the ya is a long vowel. Riyah.
Riyah.
When you tell me how is the weather today, I tell you a lot of riyah. There is a lot of riyah, wind. Okay, the next is rabiha.
Rabiha.
Again, the ya is a long vowel. Hadid.
Hadid.
I tell you, how are you today, sisters? You tell me hadid. Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. Hadid. Okay, the next is Hajar.
Hajar.
All these are words from the Quran, sisters. Okay, so try to pronounce with me, because this will make recitation of the Quran, inshallah, more easy. Hajar.
Hajar.
Harb.
Harb.
Hizb.
Hizb.
Is. Al-Hash.
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 Hijab.
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 Khizi.
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 Okay, أحب.
أحب.
يحب.
يحب.
حب.
Love.
Okay, we'll move to the next family. Okay, which is Sin, Shin, Saad, Daad, Tah, and Zah. Okay, this family is having 6 letters. Okay, and these letters, every 2 of them are one family. Okay, so we have first the Sin and the Shin. Okay, this is the Sin. Okay, and Sin is like the letter S. Okay, and this is the Shin, the same one which has 3 dots. Okay, so this is Sin and Shin. As we agreed before, when you have a letter which has a long curve below the line, when you will write it at the beginning, you will remove this one, okay, and you will make it a straight line. So it will be 1, 2 line. 1, 2 line. Okay, but I will put 3 dots here. This is the Sin and the Shin. Again, I have the Saad, okay, and the Daad. Okay, the same 2 sisters. Okay, so I will remove the curve, and I will remove the curve, and at the beginning or the middle, and you see this one? This one has to be clarified, this beginning of the curve. So this is the Saad. Okay, you must have this small straight line after the Saad. You write like this and this one. This is for the curve of the Saad. Then I want to write another letter. This is, for example, Sabba, Tabba, Dabba. Okay, but you must have this one. Okay, so this is the Saad and this is the Daad. Then I have the Ta and the Za. Okay, do you remember all of this? Okay, again, what is this letter? Seen, all of us together.
Seen.
What is this one?
Seen.
What is this one?
Da.
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 Ta and Za. Let us read it with the vowels so that we remember them again. Okay, yalla, let us read together. Sa, sa.
Sa, sa.
All of us together. Su, su.
Su, su.
Si,
si.
Si, si.
Sha, sha.
Sha, sha.
Shu, shu.
Shu, shu.
Shi, shi.
Shi, shi.
Sa, sa.
Sa, sa.
Su, su.
Su, su.
Si, si.
Si, si.
Da, da.
Da, da.
Du, du.
Du, du.
Di, di.
Di, di.
Ta, ta.
Ta, ta.
Tu, tu.
Tu, tu.
Ti, ti.
Ti, ti.
Za, za.
Za, za.
Zu, zu.
Zu, zu.
Zi, zi.
Zi, zi.
Now we will read the vocabulary. Sabaha.
Sabaha.
Sajada.
Sajada.
Sahab.
Sahab.
Sahir.
Sahir.
Khasira.
Hasira.
Shajar.
Shajar.
Bashar.
Bashar.
Ashad.
Ashad.
Shar.
Shar.
Sabah.
Sabah.
Sabr.
Sabr.
The first alif, remove, read it. There is an alif, just get rid of the alif and we read sabr.
Sabr.
Okay, it is written in the paper like this. Like this. So please remove the alif and it is just sabr. Patience, okay? Clear? Sabr. Okay, look to my own one. Here, here. Here there was an alif and the sabr. So just get rid of the alif. Remove the alif. So it is sabr. The next is sabr.
Sabr.
Sudur.
Sudur.
Ard.
Ard.
Dead.
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 Darab.
Darab.
Dur.
Dur.
Taba.
طاب
أحاط
أحاط
طار
طار
حظ خط
خط
خطر
خطر
خيط
خيط
حبطت
حبطت.
Now we move to the عين غين قاف and كاف. Okay, the ayn and the ghain is one family because they are similar in the way of writing. Okay, as we agreed before, the families are families because they are similar in the way of writing. So we have the ayn, which is a small curve followed by a big one, and the ghain is the same with a dot. This is the ayn. When I pronounce it, I say ah. And this is the ghain, gha. If I want to write it at the beginning, a small curve followed by a big one, a small curve followed by a big one. So I will remove the curve and I will put a straight line, so it will be a, gha. Okay, this is a and this is gha. Okay, and I have also the fa and the qaf and the kaf. Okay, these are now a, ayn and ghain, fa. Okay, if I will write the fa also at the beginning, it will be like this, like Sister Fawzia. This is the fa, this is the qa. Okay, when I will write it at the beginning, it will be the same with two dots. And this is the kaf. The kaf has two shapes. Okay, this is at the end. Okay, for example, if I write this word, who can read for me this word now? Rabbaka. Rabbaka. Okay, so this is the kaf at the end. Okay, but if the kaf is in the middle, okay, it will be, for example, who can read this word now? Ba, fatha, kaf. Very good. Baka. You see, baka means he cried, or she, he cried. Okay, baka. Okay, because when the kaf is in the middle, it will be like this. When the, and at the beginning also. Okay? Ka, kabara. Okay, this is kabara. So the kaf at the beginning and at the middle is like this. But the kaf at the end is like this. Okay, it has two shapes. You have to know them so that you are sure that they are still one letter. This is the letter of kaf. Okay, so now we will read again with the vowels, the ayn and the ghain and fa and the qaf and the kaf. Okay, this is yours. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We read Next page. Au,
au. Au,
au. Ai, ai.
Ai, ai.
Gha, gha.
Gha, gha.
Gu, gu.
Gu, gu.
Ri, ri.
Ri, ri.
Fa, fa.
Fa, fa.
Fu, fu.
Fu, fu.
Fi, fi.
Fi, fi.
Qa, qa.
Qa, qa.
Qu, qu.
Qu, qu.
Qi, qi.
Qi, qi.
Ka, ka.
Ka, ka.
Ku, ku.
Ku, ku.
Ki, ki.
Ki, ki.
Now we will read the words. Abd.
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 Ibad.
Ibad.
Wa'd.
Wa'd.
وعد
وعد
يبعث
يبعث
بعيد
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 يدعو
يدعو
يفعل
يفعل
عذاب
عذاب
غيب
غيب
يغفر
يغفر
غفور
غفور
فوق
فوق
قصر
قصر
يعقل
يعقل
الكتاب
الكتاب
يكتب
يكتب
كتاب
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 كفور
كفور
كافر
كافر
كفروا
كفروا
رزق رزاق
رزاق
رفاعة
رزاق رزاق
رزاق
رزاق
را رزاق 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 رفاعة
رفاعة
يرفع
يرفع
يفلح
يفلح.
Okay, now inshallah we'll move on. Okay.
رفع
يرفع رفع يرفع.
The provider.
The one below it.
The provider.
Maybe I didn't put. Okay. Then يفتح. Okay. Now we will move to the next. Okay. Vocabulary, which is the zaza hood. You have this one? Okay. Yes, this one. We'll move to this one. This page. Okay. I think it is 39. We'll move to page 39. I will read it there. Maybe it doesn't have vowels, no, but just follow with me, okay? The,
the,
za, za,
za,
huwa,
huwa,
حول,
حول,
قلب,
قلب,
كبير,
كبير,
ذكر,
ذكر,
ظن,
ظن,
دعا,
دعا,
طاعة,
طاعة.
Now we shall move to the next family, which is the lam, mim, noon, and the hay. Okay? And again, I want to remind you with the lam, mim, noon, and the hay, that regarding the lam, okay, the lam is equal to the letter L in English. Okay? So the way you write the lam in Arabic, you make it opposite, it will be the letter L. So how to pronounce this letter? You make it opposite, this is the la. Okay, and this is what is after the lam in English? It is L, M, N. Okay, so after the lam we have the meme. Okay, at the beginning it is like this, a curve and a straight line. Okay, then we have the noon, which is like this. Okay, so this is the one family, because it is the same like the English. L, M, N, la, ma, na. Again, la, ma, na. Okay, and we have the last letter in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is the ha. Okay, regarding the ha, it has many ways to be written. If it is at the beginning, it is like this. You make a big curve and you put a circle inside it. Okay, a big curve and a circle inside it, then a straight line to connect. Okay, this is the letter ha. If it is in the middle, it will be the same inside one, a small circle up and a small circle down. Okay, at the end, it will be one circle only, at the end. So this is the three shapes of the letter ha. Either at the beginning, a big curve with a small circle. In the middle, it will be two circles. At the end, it will be again only one circle. This is the letter ha. Okay, so now we will read again with the small vowel and short vowel so that you will remember it again. La, la.
La, la.
Lu, lu.
Lu, lu.
Li, li.
Li, li.
Ma, ma.
Ma, ma.
Mu, mu.
Mu, mu.
Mi, mi.
Mi, mi.
Na, na.
Na, na.
Nu, nu.
Nu, nu.
Ni, ni.
Ni, ni.
Ha, ha.
Ha, ha.
Hu, hu.
Hu, hu.
Hi, hi.
Hi, hi.
Now we will read the vocabulary. Huwa.
Huwa.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Hum.
Hum.
Al-Malik.
Al-Malik.
Whenever you want to read the Arabic, read the Alif Lam first, then read the word, so that it will be easy for you. So when you see Alif Lam, you tell to yourself, this is Al-Malik. Okay, Al-Malik. The next is Al-Nas. Al-Nas. The next is Ahlam.
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 I want you to look so that you know the letters. Ayun.
Ayun.
Please, for Ayun, put a small Dhamma above the Ya. So it will be Ayun. Dhamma above the Ain and Dhamma above the Lam. Ayun.
Ayun.
Okay. I tell you, let us, I will bypass this one because you don't have tashkeel. You don't have Dhamma, Fatha, Kasra. Let us escape this one. I think up to here I will stop. You remember the Hamza and the Madda, or you let us revise lesson number 10. Let us move to lesson number 10. We will move to lesson number 10. so that we will revise the hamza and the madda and shadda and tanween and alif lam, and then we'll start reading from the Quran, inshallah. So now we will have the hamza, lesson number 10, the hamza. Okay, this is the sign which is called the hamza. If it is above the letter, okay, again you have the hamza. Okay, it can be above or below, but the hamza is mainly related to the letter alif. Okay, so if I see the alif, this is a lot in the Quran. If I see the alif and the hamza above, okay, I will always find a fatha. So it will be a. The hamza is equal to a. Okay, so when I want you to notice the difference. Now this word is, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, lisan. Okay, li, this is lisan. This is an alif. Okay, and this one is an alif. Okay, but the alif at the beginning, which has the hamza, when I will see the hamza, I have to say a. But when the alif is in the middle, okay, it will be only a. There is no the a. Okay, so now if I want to read this one, ab. I have to say ab. Ab. Okay, ab. Ah. Ah. Ahmad. Okay, so you have to pronounce the hamza. Okay, in the Quran, it is always, okay, also in below the alif. And it has a kasra. So, for example, this word. What is this word now? Inna. Inna. You have to pronounce everyone. Inna. Inna. Okay, inna. You will, inna. You will sometimes find the hamza like this. Okay, in the middle of, with a letter, and it has a kasra. For example, this one, ya, e, nu. Here. When you will notice this word, you want to read this word, okay? This word is ayah, ayah with a fatha, so it is ya. Okay, then I have the hamza with the kasra, so it will be e. So it will be ya, innu. Ya innu. Ya innu means يعني he has a lot of pain. Okay, so he is when you know I have a lot of pain, so he says she is all the time عملت innit innit in. Okay, ya innu. Ya innu is to repeat, you know, the feeling of the pain. Okay, just I want you to notice this. You will find the hamza above, you know, a line like this with always a kasra, so you have to pronounce it. You cannot tell yennu. No, ya innu. Ya innu. Okay? So these are the three shapes of the hamza. Now inshaAllah we will move to the madda. Okay? What? The madda is always in the Quran. Okay? The only word where you see the madda mostly it is the Quran words. Okay? For example, now we will have one of the words of the Quran, okay, which we will revise most of the rules in it. This word is you see how this word is written and how you will pronounce it. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes. U-la-i-ka. You see how u-la-i-ka? Okay? This is the waw, so it is u, lam, and this is an alif here with a madda. So it will be u, this is the number, first part is u. Okay, this is the U. Then this one is the whole part. Lam, Ula, then I, Ka. Ulaika. Ulaika. This is the Quran. Actually, in the Quran you have to look for the Alif, you have to look for the Madda, you have to look for the Hamza. Okay, so that you can pronounce. I will give you another one, which... Naam. We will have the tanween, okay, and the tanween is always in the Quran. So for example, if I want to read this word, it will be like this, it will be naran, okay, naran. You have these two
tanween, okay, these two sticks above the letter alif, okay, and you make it as if it is the letter noon, okay, so it is naran, okay, as if there is a noon here. So how you will read it? You will read naran, okay, and if I make it like this also with two small wow, okay, it will be narun, because narun, okay, and if I have it like this, narin, okay, again noon, okay, bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim, this is narin, okay, when you have two below the ray, okay, so you have the letter tanween equal to the letter noon, okay, after the tanween, bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim, let us have the word, the page after tanween, so that we will read it together. This is the Arabic vowels. Okay, we will revise it all together. Then, inshallah, we will start reading from the Quran. So it will be
the,
do,
do,
di,
da,
da,
do,
do,
di,
then,
don,
then. Okay, now we'll move to the letter Alif Lam. Lesson 11 is lesson Al. Okay, this is the Al. And as we agreed before, this is the Alif, which is the Sun, Alif Lam, and the Moon, Alif Lam, as you remember. And we agreed how to differentiate between them. We differentiate between them according to what? Who will tell me? How you know the difference that this Alif Lam, I have to pronounce it or I am supposed not to pronounce it? Who knows? Okay. If you will notice that there is a shadda, after the alif, don't pronounce the alif. The shadda is more than enough. Okay, because the shadda means that the letter after the lam is doubled. Cannot pronounce the lam and the letter doubled. Since if this is doubled, it will replace the lam. So we will not pronounce the lam. So when I will notice that there is a shadda above the letter, connected to the lam. Okay, so it will be Ash-Shams, An-Nar, An-Nas. Okay, whenever there is a shadda on the letter connected to the lam, don't pronounce the lam. And this is the lam which is called the sun lam, or the lam Ash-Shamsiyya. Okay, the other one you will pronounce it. Okay, so let us now, okay, start reciting the Quran again. Alhamdulillah, we finished the revision.